I bet you're headed to Harry Potter. Maybe not. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up on this hour, we're going to check the mail because a lot of you had thoughts on this debt ceiling. Isn't it boring? If it wasn't so bloody serious, it really would be boring. It's just the same thing over and over and over again. Although, the one thing I think that's changed a little bit is all the finger pointing. It was all nicey-nice in the beginning. We've been putting Band-Aids over this for a long time. We've got to do something. Let's have some meetings. How about some bipartisan cooperation? And then suddenly, it all went wrong. From the Democratic point of view, Nancy Pelosi felt defensive about what happened when Eric Cantor, the House Majority Whip, said that the president was upset and left the room in a huff at one of the previous meetings. And Chuck Schumer, the longtime senator from New York, talked about McConnell's gaffe and squarely laid it on the Republicans' heads. Take a listen to the blame game.
I just don't understand what the problem is if the President of the United States, who's had a meeting for over 2 hours, stands up and says, see you tomorrow. That's how meetings with presidents end. You don't leave first. The president leaves first. So that was completely appropriate, unless somebody in the room thought that he or she should have the last word and start the exit from the meeting. But that would be, I think, a breach of protocol.
So House Republicans need to wake up to the reality and smell the coffee. Taking these negotiations past the deadline is not an option.
I think we got it. It's not an option, although it might happen. Yeah. One thing that's interesting right off the top, I'm going to give you a daily salute because, you know, we're going to jump back and forth with the debt ceiling and how frustrated you are, and now the blame game starting up, and are you tired of it? Do you care that now Standard & Poor's is warning it's going to downgrade the credit rating, and Ron Paul has come out swinging with a television ad as he's running for president on the Republican side, of course, and he attacks the idea that we should ever have to lift the debt ceiling, and he said that for a very long time, so he's sticking to what he knows, to what he believes in, to what he's running on. But how many people listening to my voice, I mean, really think about this, guys. You're driving down the road right now. You're sitting in your Lazy Boy. You've heard this nonsense coming out of America Tonight and all these other shows for now way too long, right? How many of you really think, even if it's to your detriment, that we should not lift the debt ceiling? That, like Ron Paul says, somewhere you got to draw a line in the sand because we never did that. This is why we're $14 trillion plus in debt, tied, by the way, to the Chinese who own that debt. Are you playing on the same team as Ron Paul? Do you say, well, you know what, I'm going to get squeezed. I get a Social Security check, or I'm a vet, heck, I get some money. And if it's really true what the president says, it's not right, but I'm all about not lifting this ceiling. Let the ceiling just crash. Let it crack. Default on the loans, in other words. I'm curious as to how many people really think that. Because polls are showing that more people say, okay, I'm hearing what they're saying in Washington, and now I don't want to hear it anymore. And I say, let it drop. Because you have the politicians also saying, well, they don't know what they're talking about, and it's ridiculous, and people think we should do that, and we're losing all credit ratings and everything else. So I'm going to throw the digits out at the top. Think about this. You might want to bite on it. 800-259-5791. Because we're all human. And after all, it is what's in your wallet. And if you think the idea of lifting the debt ceiling is sickening and shouldn't happen, but upon further review, you realize you might get hit by it. How do you feel now? And you have to be honest about that. All right, I said we would do a daily salute right from the get-go, because this is just too good. Another subject that we seem to talk about a lot over the last 2.5 years is the pirates, the Somalian pirates, and what has happened to way too many ships when they've tried to navigate those waters far off the shores and around the Horn, what they've had to do to try to get through. Well, bravo to now this science, the Navy's floating science robots in these waters, right? So international scientists are asking the Aussies and, of course, our navies for a favor. Deploy 19 robotic instruments. Just dump them in, toss them in the Indian Ocean, and let's see what happens. Because they can record a bunch of stuff on monsoons, for example, and they can be deployed over the next 6 months, and who else knows what they'll be able to monitor in those waters. Besides the real-time observations of stuff like heat and other patterns in the waters, and I mentioned the monsoons and the climates and all of that. But what else could they possibly catch? And the thought is, maybe they catch these pirates. You know, the pirates hijacked 21 ships, down from 27 in the first half of last year. And part of that is because you've got international navies, including the U.S., Malaysia, South Korea, India, they're cycling around. And that's making a big difference. Big difference. Last year was crazy, the amount of ships that were boarded. Crazy. Mm. All right, let's go out to Paula in Kansas. Hey, Paula.
Hey, how are you, Kate?
Good. You're the first word. You're our leadoff woman.
Well, I am just appalled that Obama walked out of the meeting.
That's yeah, the way Eric Cantor made it sound, it was like, hey, he was upset. He was huffing and puffing, and he had enough, and he blew out of there. Not that he was just dismissing himself after having the meeting the way Nancy Pelosi spun it.
Yeah, but you still don't walk out, and then
yeah.
You make ultimatums.
Yeah.
You need to do this, but I'm not going to sit there and listen to that. That's nuts. How many other times has he done that, and we don't know about it? I don't think we ought to lift the ceiling on our loans. I think we need to call back the loans that we've given others, and we need to take care of our own.
Absolutely. Amen, Paula. We're ending on that note. We need to take care of our own. There's a good slogan. We don't do that here in America. We don't. We do take care of everybody else, including dumping money into places where they don't need us anymore. So why do we continue decade after decade to spend money in places like Germany? Email and your calls next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 14, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,588.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,628.53, $814.27 for a half ounce, or $407.13 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,628.53, $814.27, and $407.13.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and travel with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You can live to 100. It's not a dream, not sci-fi, not impossible. And you can stay youthful, vigorous, and look half your age. Live to 100 on WebTalkRadio.net introduces you to scientific breakthroughs, landmark experiments, and life extension biotechnology from the world's leading reverse aging experts on diet, exercise, and nutrition. Fall in love with your life again and live long on Live to 100 at WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Says it's ridiculous that the president walked out of the meeting. Some are disputing Eric Cantor's story of what happened there, and then Nancy Pelosi had her own different version of it. Certainly any president, Republican, Democratic, or the brand new third party that eventually happens when most of us are 6 feet under, the president is stacked full of meetings and whatnot. So they would have, they would be the person that could, would leave the room. Okay, the great meeting, thank you, and we'll talk again, or whatever you would say, and then you get up and leave. It definitely did not sound that way, and I don't believe that Eric Cantor made that up. I think he did flip his lid because he got upset that there was no deal, and that was it. He had enough. And when I say flip his lid, it wasn't that he was so over the top, except for that he walked out. And he was upset and left the room agitated and obviously pushing back from the table. I believe that version. Well, he'll get a chance to do it again because they're going to meet again on Friday, which would be day 6 of these extra talks at the White House. Richard in Arkansas. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kate, I'll tell you something. I was in broadcasting for about 20 years, and you're one of the few female talk show hosts that I think is truly compelling. I'd like to tell you that first.
Thank you.
And secondly, I think it's time for the so-called conservative Republicans to grow some backbone. It should have been the Republicans that walked out, not the other side. I think that Boehner and McConnell are both despicable. They're complete embarrassments. I mean, what has happened to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Here you have Obama basically telling, thumbing his nose at Congress and saying, I don't have to ask you for authority to go to war. I'm doing this for the integrity of the U.N.
Right.
Well, what the hell is the U.N.? How about the United States?
You know what? Good point. And, of course, you're talking about Libya and what happened there and the whole War Powers Act thing. And you're right. He decided once the UN threw in, oh, well, then I'm going to do that. And it was that surprise move over the weekend, how many months ago now, because that's been over 100 days. But, yes, I agree with you on that one, absolutely. And in the case of McConnell and Boehner, I agree. I don't know what happened to Boehner. He didn't start off that way. And McConnell, I think someone slipped him a Mickey. And it was marked wimpy on it or something, because I don't know why he did what he did a couple of days ago. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, actually, I think Boehner, if you look at his record, I didn't want him to be speaker anyhow. I'm not surprised he did it at all.
Yeah.
He's always been way too affable. He's always been way too quick to make a deal.
Yeah.
If you look at his record, Boehner's never been a strong congressman, ever. And I honestly, I'm not a bit surprised that he rolled over. McConnell kind of surprised me a little bit.
Yeah.
But, he kind of surprised me a little bit, but not that much. But Boehner didn't surprise me at all, frankly. Now, I was a police officer after I was in broadcasting for about 15 years, and what's going on in this country is just downright despicable. What's happening to with TSA putting their hand down our pants, knock and talks, and warrantless searches, and my opinion here, Kate, is we've got to get back to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And if we don't, we're going to lose our country.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. Richard, great caller. Call me again. I agree on the, especially the Bill of Rights. I mean, there's a reason, and we say on this show, I say this all the time, we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, and the reason is, because we live in a free country. We live in a country that people died to come to. That people who are honest and hardworking and legally want to come here have waited in line for a very long time. And you want to know what it's like to have these freedoms? You go and talk to somebody who waited in a very long line. And you go to their swearing-in day when they become, I call it swearing-in day, when they become a citizen, and if your eyes don't fill up, I mean, you really get the idea of what it's like to be an American. And Richard's right. It's scary when you start to hear about more wiretapping, when you see little by little things are creeping in, and they add up to big things. It seems sometimes there's a roundabout way we get jabbed. And the TSA is definitely one of them. Because more and more, what's happening is Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, who I have no use for in that position. Sorry, she's so miscast there. But she's the lady in charge, right? And every time they can figure out a way to maneuver, get an inch, they grow that inch and take more and more dignity away as a person who travels. And I know the argument, and I've talked to many pilots about it, and it's a split thing with pilots, to be honest. Some pilots say, you know what, if you can't handle it, just don't travel then. Don't travel, but that's like a, you know, to me, that's a flippant answer. That doesn't wash. The thing that everybody sidesteps is the thing that I was talking about in a previous show. Profiling is like this ugly word, and I get it when evil things have happened because of profiling. So you could soften the word. I mean, after all, that's what politicians are great at doing. But the bottom line is, you need trained people. That's fine that you have a check in place. That's fine that people go through security. But if you had trained people, they would stop some of the shenanigans and nonsense from happening anyway. Because we just told you about a report where things had come through, where you had the other day, you had a stun gun that was found on a plane. Well, how does that happen if security is so great and everybody's being searched and everybody is going through, or not everybody, but a big chunk of the population, or they're going through screeners the blower kind of things, and then they're being, others are going through x-rays and whatnot. It's, nothing is sadder than to see the sight that I saw when I was coming back from New York, and I saw an older woman who was having trouble walking. I mean, she, you know, she had a walker, and she was by herself because the person who dropped her off obviously can't go through unless they buy a ticket. And she was getting that frisk down thing, the pat down, and there's just no way. Somebody would have had to chloroform her, shoved a bomb down her body or something, because there's just no way this woman was a danger, was a threat. And she looked so sad. Oh, it just broke my heart to see that happen. And I was too far back to help her, or trust me, I would have helped her. But they weren't going to let me cut up in line to do that. So I was too far back, but I had a bird's eye view of what was going on. And sadly, we hear other reports of people saying the same kind of crazy cockamamie things. So there's no common sense. There's no true trained eyeballs at these gates. What's the difference then? For goodness sake, I see how they recruit people at the TSA. In Washington, when you get a pizza delivered by a certain pizza company, they've got advertisements for working for the TSA and at the airport. Isn't that great? So anybody and everybody who gets pizza has the opportunity to call now and change your career. Be one of the first links of our defense standing there in your particular section of the airport harassing and frisking people who could no longer possess a bomb than I could. Any thoughts on some of the stuff that we've been kicking around? Please throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. Again, my digit's 800-259-5791. And a lot of what we've said has focused in the past couple of weeks on this debt ceiling. And I asked the question just there, and Richard talked about it. Do you say, even if it's going to hurt me, you know what? I'm going to stand there at the craps table with everybody else and let it roll. Let it roll. Because I say, do not lift that ceiling. Talk to the people in Minnesota. Do you know that they finally looks like they've reached a deal to end their shutdown? You know how long that was going on? Since July 1st, so a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks where you couldn't even get a marriage license. Ooh, checking those emails next.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Welcome back to America Tonight, this version, heading into yet another weekend in a very hot month of July. Half of the United States is on fire. Not like we don't know that we have hot weather when you live in the places where you get hot weather, but when you're in the middle of it, it's hard not to complain, isn't it? It really is. I'll just tell you my location. We've been... And it's in Texas. We've been dealing with the heat now for, 12 straight days of 100 plus. And I love when people tell you, well, at least it's not humid. Yeah. But all you have to know is it's not a joke. You can take an egg. I used to think that was nonsense when people said that. You can take an egg, throw it on the street, and it will fry up. You will see it fry. Not that I would eat it from the street, but I'm just saying it really is true. It is that hot. All right, to sum up what we were talking about with the TSA and the latest thing that Donald Rumsfeld got the shakedown in Chicago, and of course, because he's got titanium hips, it set it off. And naturally, the people in Chicago didn't even know who Donald Rumsfeld was. Oh, so you were the defense guys some time ago? And he was fine. He did what he had to do, went through and did the shakedown thing and all that. But it just goes to show you, who do we have working at the TSA? So Jack from Down Under, who sent us this note through the miracle of Pal Talk, if you go to americatonight.net, says, come work for the TSA. Pedophiles and granny rappers needed urgently. Terrorism experts and law enforcement need not apply. We get the rub, and that is it, Jack. Terrorism experts and law enforcement types really are who should be there. But that's a money issue, and that's part of the deal. Hey, there's nobody's going to pay, so it's basically a minimum wage, maybe a little bit better than minimum wage job. I know that there are a lot of cops that would be excellent in that position because they're trained, they know, especially the best. And you think of all the counties and all the cities and all the people you could cull from, and we would have something a little bit similar to LL anyway, right? Okay, I've got to tell you about this story because I also thought that this was made up nonsense, but it turns out it's not. Casey Anthony is getting out of jail. Casey Anthony, a.k.a. I got away with it. So this is the really sick and twisted deal about it. She's been getting money from people who admire her. So she takes the money that she's been getting and she buys snacks and cosmetics and other things that she's allowed to buy. As of the other day, she had almost $500 more than the day she got the verdict. And she had, they say, 17 different donors gave money so that she would have money to spend while she was still in prison. Ugh. I mean, there are no words for this, are there? There aren't. It's crazy. And then there's all the other stories about, oh, she's getting plastic surgery and they're worried about her safety and she's going to go into hiding and whatever. Well, boo-hoo for Casey Anthony. The average inmate's account balance is $3,630, reportedly. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate. Hey, yeah. You had a search and rescue team sooner for $100,000.
Yeah, I did. You know, I was going to say that it's a Texas group that they're suing her. And because the money they spent searching for Kaylee, the little girl that's lost in all this, that will never truly have any kind of retribution for her death. She's just like, oh, the little girl was tossed out in the highway in Florida and we don't know what happened. We just sort of all think we know what happened. And, yeah, they should sue her. I think it's good.
Yeah, I think they ought to. And the sheriff's department ought to sue her and whoever else that wastes their time and energy to look for her. And
yep.
They should sue her, and at least she won't be able to make too much money off of this. But on his debt ceiling, are they getting any closer or still far, far apart?
All right, my inside sources say, two Republican sources that I have and then one Democratic strategist because I'm looking at it from all angles, they actually all three agree, Rick, and shockingly, they all think that the debt ceiling is not going to be lifted.
What?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see because it's 2 weeks away, basically, two and a little bit more. Yeah.
I heard that 70% of the American people polled that they think it's okay to do away the subsidies for the wealthy people, millionaires. So I think Obama just makes his big speech small and just shows that, you know, we're trying to negotiate, but the Republicans want to still give tax breaks to the billionaires so they get richer and give their phone numbers, put their phone numbers up so they can call them.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, and I know you would agree with this, Rick, the bottom line is, it's one, we shouldn't be in this position, but we can't freeze time, so we can't go back and correct the mistake that happened again and again and again. And at some point, I do think Ron Paul's right. You can't keep doing this because what are we going to get up to? 20 trillion? We're only paying on the interest. We haven't even paid on the principal. How scary is that for any future generations? I mean, they're just going to just hand them a shovel. I think when babies are born, and forget the rattle thing, the silver rattle, we should just hand them the silver shovel because they're in this deep.
Yeah. But, you know, they just had a budget meeting about 6 months ago to raise the ceiling, and now they're back at it again.
I know.
They need to, well, like Minnesota, I see they've...
Yeah, Minnesota, We lost you there, Rick, but thanks for the call. Minnesota is solving their crisis, and the reason why is because they're starting to lose money. With the workers that are out, what's happened is businesses are getting slammed because it's been over 2 weeks. Then you had the story about Miller beer that couldn't be distributed because of a licensing situation that was expired, and so there was nobody to re-register with, so all of that would be out of the nightclubs, the bars, just even the stores there. Marriage licenses were on ice because you don't have any services. So no services, what are you going to do? All right, let's check out what Dan in Texas has to say.
Hello, Madam President.
You better have a good joke for me. Do you have a good joke for me?
No, I've been giving you... Look, it's your turn. You tell one.
Oh, I am terrible at jokes. I'm trying to steal all of yours.
Well, honey, I've given you more than you... you could write a book on what this boy has donated, okay? I'm going to start charging you, okay? And it's joke club, okay?
All right, I'll tell you what. Listen, if you give me one joke, I will give you two next week.
No.
You won't negotiate?
You got me when I have nothing on
my
head.
You're like President Obama. Come on.
Forget it.
All right.
Okay, I'll do you one next time you're on Sunday. I'll come up with something over the weekend, okay?
Okay, wait. No. I'm going to take your challenge. How can you tell if a poem was written by a yardstick?
I'm the foggiest.
There's not quite a meter, but always... 3 feet per line.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Okay. Now, to get back to our little boy that's crying, you know, they won't let me have more money to blow. No. Don't raise the debt ceiling. I don't care if I got to eat beans and rice the rest of my life. Don't give this clown another damn dime.
All right.
He's just going to blow it. Just like he has, okay? And as far as Chucky Schumer, tell him to get a real job. You know, he's scum. And ditto for Richard in Arkansas. Absolutely agree with him. Same with Jack Down Under. He stole my thunder. I was going to mention a little thing about, you know, TSA is hiring all pedophiles. Come and get your job. You know, that's just the way it is. I mean, these people are sick. As far as the Somalis, hey, I think hanging should come back in style on the spot. You just hang them and, you know, float their ship right into their harbor with their guys hanging from the yardarms and say, "You're next." And that ends that routine, okay? That's about as close as you're going to get to a joke for me on that. But as far as Obama goes, no, we don't raise it. Just as Moody's. Moody's is in the tank for Obama. Bernanke's in the tank for Obama.
Yeah.
All these rating agencies. Moody's are the people that slammed us with the derivatives. Oh, yeah, these are good investments. Oh, yeah. And that we got the hell to brag while Wall Street got bailed out with our tax dollars. I've had enough of this. There's no more money to be blown. He can sit and spin if you get my drift.
Uh-huh. I get your drift. I like it. Hardcore Dan. Heading into the weekend. Yeah, on the Somalian pirates, I think the bottom line is that, to be honest, I mean, if we're being really serious about that, people just have to be armed. That's it. Sorry. Whatever the maritime rules are, if you're on the ship, you've got to have like armed guards on these big ships. That's how it has to be because it's, crazy as to, you know, how they're letting them still board and get away with the things that they've gotten away with. The amount of money, the people they've kidnapped, all the nonsense. That stuff just has to end. And the Navy ships cruising around is helping a little bit, but still not enough. I keep threatening to go to the mail. We're doing it next.
You you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
You know, I was just thinking about this right before we head to the mail. It was Plato who said, those who are too smart to engage in politics are punished by being governed by those who are dumber. Just remember that as we get into yet another election cycle. That is part of the problem. It's the same old thing. The same tune they've been singing for a long time on the Hill. All right, without further ado, finally, we are going to check the mail.
The mail is here! Woo!
You got to like this. This is from William Krieger, who says, Kate, I love it how you say you can't stand all the nonsense in D.C. I agree, but we do also agree that this form of government, the democracy we live in, is the best in the world. Let's keep it that way. I think more people need to hold their politicians' feet to the fire. Thank you. True. And it kind of goes with what I just said there. You've got to do that. It really is true that the more you call and bombard a senator, a congressperson, the more you may get your desired result. Because, after all, they're covering a lot of territory and they want whoever it is, male, female, whoever represents you, whatever district, they want to be reelected for the most part. So the idea is that you have to focus on the constituents. You have to focus on the people you're representing. Unfortunately, that's not happening a lot of the times. So don't be afraid to make the call. And I always offer this, and I really, truly mean it. You know, our lives are hectic, and sometimes people switch and you don't realize it. I know this is a really smart group of people here. But if you don't know who your congressperson is or senator, shoot me an email, and I'll tell you and give you their number. Don't be afraid to do that, because I'll do the work for you. It's a piece of cake. Trust me, I got the lists. It's easy. And then that way, if you have a gripe, you can express it. And if enough people do that, that's how you affect change. Because there still is power in numbers, and there still is power to the people, I believe. If you look at what the Tea Party's done, whether you like them, don't like them, whatever, you have to like the fact that the Tea Party starts off, people are disenfranchised, and, you know, it wasn't all the fringe, oh, nutty people that they kept portraying on some of the cable stations. Not at all. In fact, there were Democrats that went to some of those rallies. It depends on where you were, what city, and who organized it. Because remember, lots of different people organized rallies. And you have to hand it to them. They, you know, they start up, and there's different places and different people sounding off for different reasons. I mean, the core reasons were the same. And guess what? They made a difference, and numbers started to grow and are still growing. So the people that sit on the sidelines and don't do anything about it, you know, you're the ones ultimately that lose out. Enough of the lecture. Let's go to Jack, who has sent me something from Austin. Jack, not Jake, so this is somebody new. All right, Jack says, Kate, I've been listening to you for a long time now here down in Hill Country, and I have a question for you. Do you travel a lot, and what do you find to be the worst airport? Recently, I have traveled a bunch, and I find that some of the airports in the East Coast are pretty rough as far as the shakedown is concerned. Again, what do you find to be the worst? Because I get the sense, as I've heard your show in a couple of different places, that you've traveled a lot this year. All right, Jack, the airport, to me, if we're just talking about security, one of the worst airports, I think, is the Miami airport. And there's massive confusion at the Miami airport anyway, because you're going through customs when people are coming from other places, getting thrown into the major line, they go through customs, then they come back through the front of the airport. That's kind of crazy. They're, depending on the area where you go, either you have machines that can scan you or you just whip through. And it's, and that's another thing that's strange. When I've been in the Miami airport, you can practically walk through. I've been there where you can practically walk through. And they're not stopping, saying nothing. Then I've been through there where it's clamp down, and I think, wow, maybe they have some drug thing going on, or there's a heavy amount of flights coming in, I don't know. But to me, that seems the most chaotic, porous, and also the worst as far as the shakedowns. Also, I would probably put, now that I think about it, I would probably put San Francisco's airport on the list, too. The times that I've gone there, it's been bottlenecked, seems a little chaotic and confused. Unlike other airports that I've gone through, it's funny that you pick out the East. I thought Philadelphia was a snap, and there weren't a lot of hassles, and the people actually were pretty friendly, for whatever that's worth. But they, and this is just my experience, because it could be terrible at points, but I flew through there. There wasn't a problem. It wasn't a bunch of harassment and bizarre questions, and because sometimes that happens, too. There wasn't kids being, I even saw a kid go through, the thing beeped, and they were okay. They didn't, and who knows why they didn't do it with what's happened to other kids that have been stopped. But they didn't get the shakedown and search, that whole thing that goes on, that didn't happen. So that airport seems pretty good. And also, the airport that you would think would be rough, but was also not, is LaGuardia, which is the airport that you would fly into if you, well, one of them, there's three. You could go to Newark, you could go to JFK or LaGuardia if you were going to New York. But the closest one to the city is really LaGuardia, and there were no problems there, no hassle, no nothing, piece of cake. Boom, and now, actually, the people were friendly, just my experience, because somebody else could call up and say, oh, yeah, they pulled me out of line, I had to do this, I had to do that, but I didn't find that. That's interesting. We should take a poll when people travel to, you know, have all of you be the ears and eyes when you see something crazy going down. Shoot us a note. Shoot us a note, of course, through the website, americatonight.net, and click on the email. Let's go to another one. Here's Sarah, and Sarah says, Kate, I know that you don't often talk about it. Sometimes you'll say, hey, I'm going to lighten the load, but I know that that's not primarily the focus. You do movie reviews and whatnot. And my question to you, and I hope I don't get pummeled for this if you read this on the air, but my question to you is, believe it or not, will you go and see the Harry Potter movie? Were you a fan of the Harry Potter books? You know, it's interesting. I read the first couple Harry Potter books, and I saw the first couple movies, and then that was it. Then the last one I saw, I think, was 3. So I didn't see all of those other movies afterwards. And the Harry Potter thing, for a lot of people, it catches fire, depending on your age group, also depending on if you have children or young relatives around you that, you know, want to go and see that. And my nephew was never a Potter kid. He's never a Potter kid. In fact, he's the kid, he's enthralled with cowboys, and he's the kid that wants to see cowboys and aliens, so, or Battle Los Angeles or whatever, not the Harry Potter stuff, so that never stuck with me. All right, let's see. Let's go to another one, quick one here. Let's go to Shia. Ooh, that's unusual. Just like the actor, Shia LaBeouf. Okay, and Shia says, hello, America, tonight. Just new to your show, but I have to say, in the short time that I've been listening, I'm enjoying the conversation with the callers and enjoying some of the things that you have been doing. Curious as to what you think about the FBI and Rupert Murdoch. What do you think is going to happen there? Well, I'm assuming you're referring to the fact that the FBI is looking into now this claim that News Corp did the 9/11, hacked into some of the victims' families of 9/11 into their phones, hacked their phones basically, and what will become of that. Pete King was really the guy, Congressman Pete King from New York, was really the guy that was pushing for this to happen. He wrote a note to the FBI director and demanded an investigation. That started the whole thing, and we'll see what they come up with. I mean, if they can trace a lot of this back, then I would say Murdoch probably knew that, and that's why he shut down that paper, News of the World, when that hacking report broke. So he knows he was in trouble.